Hey, this is Jonathan with Limitless Mindset, and we are on to podcast Q&A episode number 44. And in this one, I am joined by my mom. Hey, mom. There she is. How you doing today?
Doing great.
You are doing a resplendent job of handling everything right now. You got like 7 things up in the air, juggling, and you haven't dropped a one. And I expect no less from my mother. And so she is here because, as a lot of you noticed the announcement that I made recently, we had the Limitless baby, finally. Yes, the apotheosis of my experimentation in life hacking, biohacking, hormonal hacking, genetics hacking, sex hacking. It has resulted in a little bundle of joy.
Many fear that one day there will be no jobs for babies like you, because AI is going to come and take all the jobs. But that is only because everybody is so stupid these days with a low IQ. But you are going to be biohacked to have a high IQ, so you don't need to worry about AI taking your job. You only need to worry about stupid people voting to take away all your money. But that's not really a problem, because you're going to hold your money in Bitcoin.
And I really appreciate all of the heartfelt words of encouragement and congratulation and also condolences that some people left me on social media and responding to my newsletter, making that announcement. So yeah, she's here to hang out with the new baby. And as I am a novelist, I am going to be holding all of you in suspense as to what his name is going to be, but it is, it's the kind of name that you would kind of expect for me to give a child that I think is going to have a really amazing life trajectory. So lots of beautiful, exciting things ahead of me in that whole adventure. But in this podcast, we are going to be answering a couple of your questions. And some of these are kind of question feedback things that came in from the recent Limitless Mindset audience survey that some of you filled out, which I appreciate. But just a few things before we get into those 7 questions. What you hear from me here today and what you find on Limitless Mindset is not medical advice. I'm not a doctor. I'm just an experienced, unlicensed self-experimenter practicing free speech here, talking about my own extensive experiences going on about 14 years now and my interpretations of published science. And I always link up on the show notes page for these Q&A podcasts to an article, How to Biohack Smart and Safe. And that is a good thing to check out so that you're not taking any wild, unnecessary risks in your biohacking. And it is a good idea to consult a doctor and get a second opinion, ideally, from a doctor about any real serious kind of biohacking that you're doing. And while we try to do a good job of answering your questions here, sometimes you might need more. Maybe you have a, could be a life hacking issue, could be a biohacking issue. Maybe you've tried like 10 different nootropics and you still don't quite have the right stack for the focus that you need at your new job where you are now competing with AI, right? And for those of you that want to go a little bit deeper and dial things in a little bit more, take yourself from 90% brain power to 110% brain power or more, you're going to want to check out the Breakthrough consultations that I do. And this is a 45-minute consultation that allows us to go a bit deeper. And there's an input form that I have you fill out before you do that. And I dare say that this form is going to be the best form you ever fill out on the internet. Yeah, like filling out this form is going to be kind of like a journey of self-exploration. I dare say that you'll like get something, some introspection just from filling out this form. And that is also going to be linked up on the Q&A page, which is going to be linked below wherever you are watching or listening to me. And I should also mention that my new biohacking novel, Hourglass, is now on Google Play as both a digital book, as a well-formatted digital book, not one of those digital books that has really crappy formatting that's kind of annoying, and as a audio book as well on Google Play. And to tell you the truth, though, my store.limitlessmindset.com is the best place to get the book as a package digital book audiobook deal for $9. But I know that some of you probably have got some Google Play gift cards, or hey, you might just like using Google Play, and that's a good place to get it. And I am still banned on Amazon, so yeah, those are some of the places that you can get my new book. And oh, a little thing I wanted to mention. I noticed that this podcast was recently listed on the website millionpodcast.com as one of the top 100 life hacking podcasts. In fact, this is the number 43 life hacking podcast in the universe, or at least out of a million podcasts, as their website domain name suggests. So I guess that is perhaps a little bit of an accolade. Now, I only need to hire hitmen to take out the other 42 podcasters, and I'll have that number one spot. Okay, let's dive into the first question, Mom.
This comes from Stu via Instagram. Here's what he says. Hey, Jonathan. I've been experimenting with elk velvet antler from Noble Elk Farms, and I've noticed something wild. Every time I take just one capsule before lifting, I'm hitting personal records, easily 20% more strength across the board. I've rarely used pre-workouts, but this stuff felt like a cheat code. That said, I've run into an issue, intermittent, intense cramps in strained places, like abs from laughing, or even muscles under my tongue. They're rare, but seem linked to the EVA. I've tried scaling back to every few days, then once a week, and while the cramping is less frequent, it still occasionally happens. I suspect a possible interaction with another supplement, but isolating the cause without dropping everything is tricky. There's not a ton of research out there on EVA, but with its IGF half, glucosamine, collagen, and other bioactive compounds, it seems worthy of a deeper investigation. Have you looked into this? I'd love to hear your take or see a full breakdown on a future episode.
Okay, Mom, have you heard of this? People supplementing elk velvet antler?
Never.
Yeah.
But it does sound pretty interesting.
Yeah, this is a thing. Growing up in Durango, did you ever, like, pet an elk?
Not an elk nor its velvet, ever.
Aha. It was just your brothers killing them.
They did a very good job of that.
I'm sure they did. I'm sure those arrows found their marks among the woods, right?
They did.
And feasting ensued, didn't it?
And lots of blood between the shooting of the arrow and the feasting.
Yeah. Okay, so interestingly, elk velvet antler supplements aren't nearly as gruesome. What they do, they don't have to slaughter elk to acquire this, is apparently elk antlers grow back Okay. So what they do is they have farms where they got the elks out there doing elk stuff, making sure they're living their best elk lives. And then they anesthetize the elk at like the ideal time of the year. And then they cut off the antlers, and then they take the elk, I believe it's not just that fuzzy elk velvet. I think it gets processed as a whole, as a whole thing. And it's actually a supplement with a whole lot, with some clinical trials and some notable benefits, like joint health, tissue repair, and arthritis relief. It boosts those growth factors. It has immune modulation, effects that are shown in animal studies. And then there's also a double-blind study in athletes in New Zealand. So I'm thinking they were extras in the Lord of the Rings movies. Yeah. You know, maybe some of those orcs. And this double-blind study demonstrated effects on muscle growth and recovery. So I think Stu is probably using this in the right kind of way. And actually, I follow him on Instagram, and he does some pretty impressive lifts. So yeah, it's looking like it's doing him some good as a pre-workout. And then it has the androgenic pro-sexual effects that you would expect an adaptogen to have. So not something that I have tried yet, but I'm liking what I'm seeing with it. And since he asked for an overview, I want to mention how to source EVA. So the brand he mentioned looks like a pretty solid source, because you want to get a source from New Zealand, USA, or Canada. You want to avoid the cheap stuff from China. I didn't even know they had elk in China. And you want to look for the full spectrum EVA, and you want to avoid the products that use only the antler tips, or what's called bloodless EVA. So there is some blood involved with it. And then you want to get the stuff that is low heat, freeze dried processing that goes into it. And so I think this brand is pretty solid stuff. I don't think Stu is taking bunk stuff. I did, regarding his issue of the cramping, I did a perusal of the EVA anecdotes, and those are reported a couple of other places around the internet, along with occasional GI upset. And so this should actually be pretty easy to offset. You would want to take magnesium glycinate or malate along with other electrolytes. So potassium, citrate, and sodium, along with taurine, like 500 to 1,000 milligram of taurine. And the EVA is a big source of calcium. And so that taurine would stabilize the calcium flux in the muscles. So yeah, hopefully he can try that and continue to enjoy the awesomeness that comes from the elk antlers and have no more cramps. And if those cramps persist, then hey, that might just be a thing where he has a little bit of an allergy to the supplement, because sometimes that'll happen. There'll be a supplement that is like a safe, clinically efficacious supplement that's good for us, but you might just have a little allergy to it for whatever reason. So you should try something else. And in that case, for athletic performance enhancement, the two really sure shots are creatine and HMB. Those just have a real abundance of science supporting muscle growth, power output, joint health along with it, so that your bones can handle all that weight that you're putting on them, Stu. And then HMB for muscle preservation. Okay, next question, Mom.
All right. So here was the question that you put out, you, Jonathan. What is a health / biohacking / personal growth product that you wish you could find? And Chris said, I don't know what I'm looking for. How about a life extension product so I don't have to take handfuls of pills and powders daily?
Okay. Yes, this is kind of the condition of the biohacker, is that you just have all these pills and powders that you're constantly throughout the day shoveling in your maw, and it gets a bit tedious. And as a workaround to this, I would suggest the InfoPathy products. These, a lot of people are a bit skeptical of these because they work via frequency medicine and they work via homeopathy, but the evidence is actually pretty solid for them. So InfoPathy has the iCPAD, which is this thing right here, and I've got a bunch of videos explaining it more. But what you do is you just put a bottle of water on that, and then you run a frequency through it, and it imprints the homeopathic essence of supplements and drugs onto your water, because a lot of, well, this is perhaps controversial, but a lot of the mechanism of these different supplements and drugs that we take is the vibrational frequency that these pharmacological agents have, and our bodies responding to vibrational frequencies that are being introduced to it. And so in the case of InfoPathy, my finding has been that in the case of supplements and drugs that have an experiential effect, you know, some supplements, you don't really, they don't have a clear experience that you get out of them, like vitamin D. But some supplements really do, like paracetam or nicotine. And my experience has been that the infoceuticals that I drink have often about a third to half of the effect of taking the actual drug, which is kind of mind-blowing, isn't it?
Right.
And this is validated with scientific evidence, actually. There have been some studies, there have been human studies, in vitro studies, and animal studies that have been run with the infoceuticals that demonstrated actual effects coming from them. And you might say, that's just the placebo effect. And hey, it might be, but the placebo effect is one of the most awesome tools that the biohacker has to achieve their health goals. And it was also demonstrated in animal studies and in vitro studies where there is no placebo effect. So yeah, if you're sick of shoveling so many pills and powders into your mouth and you're sick of buying more supplements and having yet more cardboard boxes filling up your pantries from your supplement orders, you could look into InfoPathy. And I might mention something else worth trying is C60, which is a super antioxidant that you consume in super premium extra virgin olive oil. And C60 has this really wide range of health and longevity supporting effects that it's a supplement that doesn't fundamentally like increase or decrease hormones or neurotransmitters. What it does is, as an antioxidant, it just gets a lot of the toxins in your body out of the way so that your body can self-regulate better. So when you look at anecdotal reports on C60. It's like this really wide range of positive health anti-aging type effects. And this is because it's just kind of getting the toxins out of the way so that your body can do what it's supposed to do. And so that one is kind of worth maybe shelving all of your supplements for like a month or two and just going on C60 and seeing what kind of effects you get from the C60. And you just take it as olive oil. You could put it on your salad if you want. So yeah, that might be something to try to change things up. Okay, next question, Mom.
And he also is responding to the same survey question. What is a health biohacking personal growth product you wish you could find? And Mike here said supplements to massively increase eyesight.
Okay. Yeah. Eyesight is a challenge, especially in the modern world where we spend so much of our days staring at our glowing rectangular devices. And I'll name just three for you. If you want to go the natural holistic route, you'll want to take the herb schisandra. And schisandra is this beautiful extract of a berry, and it has the most beautiful color, and then it has a really, really nice taste. And schisandra has multiple effects, increasing night vision, decreasing eye strain. Yeah, it has kind of broad, full spectrum positive effects on vision. And then if you wanted to take this to the next level, you're going to have to pull out your cryptocurrency wallet. And there's two Russian pharmaceuticals that you can use, which is Vizolutin, which is a bioregulatory peptide. So it's one of those peptides that hacks things on actually a genetic level. And this can have a bunch of rejuvenating effects on eyesight. And then I'll leave the best for last, I think, in my opinion, which is Vizomitin. And these are eye drops that contain the mitochondrially targeted SKQ1 molecule. One of the issues that we have with our eyes is that our eyes demand a ton of mitochondrial energy generation. And if you know much about mitochondria, you know that mitochondria are kind of like a brand new baby. They poop a lot. They excrete ROS, the reactive oxygen species. And so you end up kind of with like a lot of mitochondrial poop in your eyes. And this causes eye strain. It causes all sorts of eye degeneration over time. And so Vizomitin is this antioxidant that specifically targets your mitochondria and cleans up all of that poop. Boy, that's just a great metaphor that I think I could run with for the rest of the podcast.
This is from CJ, which are actually my initials, but I'm not this CJ. She says, I have too much energy and my mind goes 100 miles per hour, but I feel like I never get anything important done. I have tried mindfulness, meditating, brain training, etc. I don't find they help. I constantly forget to do them and I don't have time anyway. I've considered being prescribed stimulant meds, but do not wish to be at the mercy of doctors and big pharma. I am currently taking omegas, zinc, iron, theanine, did I pronounce it right? Mm-hmm. B vitamins, and magnesium, which don't seem to help at all. Some days I take modafinil, which helps, but I struggle to fall asleep most nights. And the modafinil makes it even worse. A nootropics product, which is quicker acting and shorter lasting, would be amazing. If I set my alarm early to take the modafinil, I can't get back to sleep, and I lose precious sleep when I probably only had 4 or 5 hours. But when I take it too late in the morning, I can't go to sleep that night. I can't seem to win.
Okay, so she's tried a lot of things to try to wrangle the monkey mind, which sounds like it's about as focused as a monkey mind. So she should definitely get off the modafinil. Modafinil can be a very powerful smart drug and wakefulness agent, but there's a lot of negatives to it. And it will, in most people, mess with your sleep, and then it's kind of doing more harm than good. So I direct her to check out Catuaba. Catuaba is this supplement that comes from Brazil, and it's the best dopaminergic supplement. So what people like about modafinil is that it boosts dopamine way up, which results in more focus, more flow state, and more motivation. And this is one of the reasons why modafinil has become a favorite of like just psychopathically relentless kinds of people. But Catuaba has a lot of the similar effects without so drastically affecting your sleep. So I'd suggest that she try that, and I will link to a really solid source of purity verified Catuaba. Also, she didn't mention one of my favorite nootropics, which is nicotine. And she mentioned here a nootropics product that is quick acting, shorter lasting. That would be amazing. Okay, that would be nicotine. And yeah, it's pretty amazing. Not for everybody, but for a lot of people, it delivers just that. So that would be worth trying. And I'll link up in the show notes to a couple of different nicotine gum products, a couple of different lozenge products that are real high quality. You don't want to get those cheapo nicotine products for people trying to quit smoking cigarettes that you find at the grocery store or a gas station or whatever. Yeah, I think she might like that. But I'm also hearing her describe kind of like an underlying, maybe a psychology kind of issue with feeling like she's not quite accomplishing enough. And for that, I have this productivity strategy that works pretty good for me. It's a productivity / mental health strategy, which is that I'll do a breathwork session in the morning. It only takes 8 minutes. And in the breathwork session, I just select one thing that day, which is the important thing that I want to get done that day or the thing I'm going to prioritize that day. And I take a mindful moment during the breath work to select that. And then I rise invigorated by the breath work. And then I just make sure that that thing gets done that day. And when you have just one thing that needs to get done a day, well, your mind doesn't race quite so much, because you say, oh, I came up with 5 things to put on my to-do list, and I've only gotten 2 of them done. You prioritize just one thing, and I'm able to get that just one thing done about 95% of the time. And then I can go to sleep that night knowing that I've accomplished the thing that I set out. So that could be a good idea. I know she mentioned mindfulness and brain training. She may also want to look into doing breath work, focusing. There's some good breath work, guided breath work on the topics of flow versus control, on the topic of sometimes giving up a little bit of control. I know, a crazy thing to hear from a guy, right? But sometimes we want to do some mindfulness, like letting go of control a little bit. And then maybe our mind doesn't race so much. And failing all of those things, maybe taking a vacation to someplace where you can do a plant medicine journey. And perhaps the ayahuasca spirits will have a serious talk with you. Okay. And then what was the constructive criticism that she offered me?
Well, I wonder if I could just add in my 2 cents?
Oh, please. Yes, I was actually hoping you would, Mom.
Well, Chris, I come from a long history of having ADHD without the hyperactivity, but definitely with the racing thoughts and difficulty with sleep, and also struggling to be productive and stay on task. I've tried many different things. I've been a part of different groups that are helping people with focus, and we're all sharing our ideas. But the one thing that has made a bigger difference for me than anything else is having a personal assistant and just having someone that can help hold me accountable. Someone that I report to, someone that I brainstorm with, someone that I actually pay to help me do that stuff. I have accomplished many, many things I never thought I would because of that. So it's just a thought. It doesn't have to be someone you pay, but if you pay them, you're going to be a lot more serious about getting the good out of them. But I have made a lot of creative projects that I finished, some pretty major ones, a lot of music projects that now are living on YouTube, and it would not have happened without me hiring a personal assistant.
Okay, that's a good point. Sunk cost in accountability.
Right.
Yeah. And that's probably one of those things that you can't really outsource to AI. Like, I'm sure there's a bunch of AI apps that would happily be your personal assistant.
There's a ton of apps like that.
But, and of course, they'll give you like all that validation and say, no, you're okay. You've gotten enough done today. Don't stress out. But like when you're dealing with an actual human, then you're like getting that actual empathy and you're paying them. So there's that like sunk cost factor that goes into it. Yeah, that's a good suggestion.
Well, here's the thing about using an app. There's some really fabulous apps, but you have to use them. And for people with focus issues, sometimes you just quit using them. You lose your focus to use the focus apps. So, but if you're dealing with a person who's going to call you, who's going to reach out to you, that's a little different. That takes a little more of that burden of focus off of you so you can actually use that energy towards the things that are most important. Okay, so CJ actually has another thought here for you, Jonathan, and I am very interested to see how you're going to answer that. CJ says, I'm a female, and some of your content is geared toward helping men get women, and it feels just creepy and sleazy. I often wonder if you are just some nerd promoting smart drugs from his mom's basement, and your life, so-called career, success, traveling, and Bulgarian model wife are a figment of your imagination. All that aside, I still enjoy listening to your podcast, although it is a struggle to stay focused with the strange speech pattern you have. Your voice almost sounds like it is AI generated at times.
Okay. Well, thanks for continuing to listen to my sleazy podcast. So a couple of points here. Helping men get women is just creepy and sleazy. Yeah. You know, unfortunately, the things that a single guy has to do to seduce, to court, to attract, to keep the attention of a woman, yeah, a lot of times they seem creepy and sleazy. And oh, how I wish that we lived in a world where a man could just be virtuous, where you could just be like a really good, solid, upstanding guy, you know, go to church, read your Bible, like study philosophy, do good in the world, and that women would just like throw themselves at you as a result of doing that. But unfortunately, CJ, we don't live in that world. Maybe you're the one woman that's like that you could just have a guy who's not the most exciting guy, but like he volunteers all his time at pet shelters, and you will just succumb to him because he's just such a good guy. But unfortunately, the many, many, many millions of single women in this world, they like a little bit of excitement. And so that's why I tell guys things like, when you go on the first date with her, kiss her at the earliest possible opportunity on the first date, even if she's not quite ready to be kissed, even if you barely had a conversation yet, try to kiss her, because then she's going to know that you're the kind of guy that will go for what he wants. And then to make things even more sleazy, if she turns the cheek and doesn't accept that first kiss, then you try again 5 minutes later, even if it's still a little bit inappropriate. And then you try again 5 minutes later. And if she doesn't really like it, then she can leave. And if you try three times and you get those three rejections, then you just say, then the guy just has to say, you look very beautiful. And I understand that your job is to resist, but I'm a man and my job is to persist. And that's the kind of thing that works to make the magic happen. And yeah, it might seem a little sleazy. And it sounds like she is skeptical of the existence of my wife.
It sounds like she is quite skeptical.
My Bulgarian model wife. And she does look like a model in some of the photos of her that I've shared. But CJ, you should know a thing or two about AI at this point. And you should. So what you should do is use the zoom in function on your web browser on my wife's hands, and you'll see it, five fingers each hand. She's real. And she also mentioned that I have a strange speech pattern, and I'm sorry about that. That's just the way I talk. The reason my voice sounds maybe a little bit AI generated at times is because I have this office here with these beautiful wood floors that generate a beautiful amount of echo. So I have to run it through this AI speech enhancer. Yeah, that's why it sounds like that. I will try to get a rug for you.
Well, I just like to throw in my two cents here. CJ, I actually know this person who's his wife. And she is an actual real human being with a full complex personality, with likes and hates and strengths and weaknesses, and a full person. And she is beautiful. And I'm just so happy that she and John found each other. They're really a good connection for each other. And he was quite the playboy, but when he met her, his playboy days were done.
That's right. Creepy and sleazy for the win. Okay. And Anil didn't really have a question, but he said something very funny.
Which piece of content that first hooked you? And he said, nootropic plus your interesting sex life plus pretty wife. And in parentheses, he said, she should be with me.
Ah, sorry, Anil. You are out of luck in that department. She is a committed lady, isn't she? So I don't think Anil is going to get anywhere there. But Anil should check out my previous book, which was Don't Stick Your Dick in a Blender, How to Meet a Nice Girl Instead from a Tantric Husband with a Better Sex Life Than You, which it sounds like Anil has already noted. And that book breaks down, well, really kind of everything you need to know to get a Bulgarian model wife. Okay, final question.
This is from someone called Our Christian Walk. I'd like to hear more about why they identify themselves that way. And they're coming to us through Odyssey. And they say, there's a nootropic I took called X. It is advertised on Facebook. I would like to know your opinion about it.
Okay. And Our Christian Walk, Mom, I wish there was a Bible verse about having good grammar in comments. Okay, because this guy had atrocious grammar in all the comments that he left on my channel. So I wish there was Could we find like a Bible verse that could be repurposed? Because obviously he's a Christian, right? Is there a Bible verse that could compel this guy to run a little bit of spell check on his comments that he leaves? No? Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, that's why I grammar correct all of these questions when I post them on my website so that they are clear for the rest of my audience. About this product, X. Boy, that is a boring name for a product, isn't it?
Truly.
You would think for a nootropic, like if the people are taking nootropics, they could have come up with like a really cool name for it, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so that was the first thing that made me skeptical of this product. And then I looked into it a little bit more. And from its website, it has 17 ingredients clinically proven to benefit brain function. No other supplement contains this unique combination of ingredients. And so I checked these out and I noted that it had a few of those patented ingredients where, like, I believe it had sun theanine in it. You know those ingredients where they got the little R patent logo at the end of it? That's a good sign when things have patented ingredients. But I also noted a few things. It contained huperzine, and on its website, it said that it contained 5 milligrams of huperzine. And huperzine is this kind of sort of red flag ingredient in nootropic stacks because it is stimulating and it has some anti-aging and like anti-cognitive decline effects. But huperzine has this accumulation effect also, where if you take it on subsequent days, it will accumulate in your system and can cause some negative side effects. And so you're supposed to only take huperzine in very, very, very low dosages, between 25 to maybe 100 micrograms on the high end. And so on their website, it said that it had 5 milligrams. So that's like a mega dose of huperzine. So I'm wondering if they either have way too much huperzine in it or if they just didn't properly fact check their website before publishing it. Either way, not a real great sign. And then I also noted that the ashwagandha was the KSM-66 variety of ashwagandha. And this is not good stuff. Ne dobre, no bueno, my friends. KSM-66, if you look it up, it can have some really nasty side effects. And people that have been in the nootropics game for more than a couple of years really shy away from KSM-66. So that makes me think that this product is maybe just kind of one of these, as he said, an advertised on Facebook kind of product. And it's $55 per bottle. So I think you could probably spend $55 better. And I will just direct you over to the Limitless Mindset Mind Power Marketplace, where I've got a couple of stacks that I think are, better than this one. So that covers our discussion. And there's my baby. Yet more proof that my wife is real. I mean, like, if a guru guy on the internet had an imaginary, beautiful exotic wife, do you think he would also create like a baby crying in the background?
It's hard to say he wouldn't, but doubtful.
Yeah. That one's pretty doubtful.
But you know what? People should see your baby. Oh my gosh, he is just the cutest little feller.
They won't see him. We're gonna keep his image off the internet. So they
should though.
They'll just have to trust me a little bit.
I'll use their imagination.
On that one. Okay, thanks for joining me. I'm Jonathan with Limitless Mindset, looking forward to a continued conversation with you all. Even CJ.
He said, Ma, I took one pill.
I bench like a god. She said, it's the deer juice, hun, but cramps that odd. Under tongue seizures from laughing too hard. Maybe try potassium or just lower your bar. Or hydrate more, dear, like a functioning adult. It's another Q&A with mother and son. She brings the sass, he brings the fun. From elk antler cramps to nootropic scams. They biohack brains and roast Instagram. Listener groan. Too many pills on my shelf. Can I just get a life extender in one gel cap of health? Mom says, sure, it's called a vegetable. Have you tried a beet sunset? Or cryotherapy if you want cold feet? She said, or just marry someone who meal preps and nags. She's wired and tired, no time to breathe. Modafinil mornings, but no sleep reprieve. I can't seem to win, she declared in despair. Mom said, or just stare at a tree and touch grass somewhere. Jonathan mumbled, or invent a nootropic that turns off at 10. A woman wrote in, you're creepy, you're fake. Are you really in Bulgaria, or is all this a prank? Smart drugs and models, sounds like AI, she said. But I still listen weekly while lying in bed. Mom said, even your haters can't quit you, dear boy. It's another Q&A with mother and son. She brings the sass, he brings the fun. From elk antler cramps to nootropic scams. They biohack brains and roast Instagram. A nootropic, it starts with an X. It's on Facebook, no studies, and it costs like 6 checks. Mom raised a brow, is it made in a shed? Son said, if it rhymes with scam, take magnesium instead. She said, or just ask your liver if it wants to roll those dice. Final Q&A, it's the podcast that biohacks your brain and your soul. With a motherly roast and a son on a roll. So plug in, geek out, get weird and stay free. It's Q&A day on LimitlessMindset.com, baby.